Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, we began a discussion on the coming of the Magi to worship Christ the King. We did some busting of the myths that surround the Magi or the wise men in popular Christian and non-Christian culture, such as in the Christmas carols and nativity sets. And then, speaking to the motivation of this part of our study, we said that these Magi in Matthew chapter 2 are Gentiles, and they foretell of the coming of a multitude of Gentiles that will fall down at the feet of Jesus and worship him as king. Why is it important for us to know about them and to seriously reflect on how they treated the one born king of the Jews? It is this: the Magi are Gentiles, just like most of us. Furthermore, as the text says, the Magi came from the east. And we deduce from the biblical text that the east from which the Magi came is Parthia, or Persia, today the country of Iran. And why do we deduce that? In New Testament times, the Magi were known as the priestly political class of the Parthians, and the Parthians lived east of Palestine and Jerusalem. This is a brief summary of what we said last time. There was more to it than this, so I hope you will jump on the website, godisministry.org, and listen to any podcast for the days you were not able to be with us. Again, the website is godisministry.org, and all of the podcasts are available right at the center of the homepage. You can also subscribe to the podcast and have it automatically downloaded to your mobile phone for easy listening on the go. GodIsMinistry.org. Today I want to give us a little history lesson by piecing together various texts from the Hebrew Bible, our Old Testament, as well as from ancient history. The focus of the lesson are the Magi. And let's begin with a short word association game. I like these. I say a word, and you reply with the very first word that comes in your mind. Ready? Magi. What did you say? Magic? Someone else shouted out, magician? Why, yes. We get our words magic and magician from the word magi. And this gives us a clue as to what the Magi believed and how they practiced their beliefs. The Magi were skilled in astronomy and then the closely associated astrology. Astronomy, that branch of science that deals with celestial objects, space, and the physical universe as a whole. And astrology, the study of the movements and relative positions of celestial bodies, interpreted as having an influence on human affairs and the natural world. Astronomy, the legitimate science. Astrology, that anti-biblical, pagan worldview, so destructive to people's souls, those who have checked to see what their horoscope says this morning. We need to pray for such people to receive their peace and solace, not from the newspaper or the website, not from the position of the stars in the sky, but from Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Anyway, the Magi were skilled at both astronomy and astrology, and this led them to engage in various practices of the occult, sorcery, for example. That is, magic, especially black magic. Along with this, they were known for their ability to interpret dreams. More on this soon. To understand the Magi, we also have to understand the teaching of a 6th century BC religious leader in Persia by the name of Zoroaster. That is actually the Greek pronunciation of his name. In Persia, Zarathustra. While neither of these names is easy for me to pronounce, you can probably tell why I prefer the Greek version, Zoroaster. If you note-takers want a spelling, here it is. Zoroaster. He is the founder of the religion Zoroastrianism, which Darius the Great declared to be the state religion of ancient Persia. Now, this man Zoroaster believed in one god. He was a monotheist, but his god, small g, was not the god, big G, of the Bible. His god was named Ahura Mazda, known as the Wise Lord. Zoroaster also believed in a cosmic struggle between good and evil. Because magi also were monotheistic, believing in the existence of one god, it was easy for them to adopt to Zoroastrianism. With their knowledge of both science and religion, plus being very well educated in other disciplines like math, history, and even agriculture, these magi were well respected by politicians and leaders of empire, especially in the Medo-Persian and then Babylonian empires. Magi served as advisors to the aforementioned Darius the Great and to another king whose name you will recognize, Nebuchadnezzar. And this leads us into the Old Testament. The Hebrew Bible speaks of the role of the Magi or the wise men. Our first stop will take in texts in the books of Daniel and Esther. If you want to turn there, that's a great idea, should you have your Bible nearby. Before reading in Daniel, I want to tell you or remind you that Daniel was taken from Israel to Babylon at the time of the Babylonian captivity. While living in the heavily pagan land of Babylon, Daniel serves as witness and testimony to the one true God. I love Daniel, his boldness, courage, prayerfulness, and faithfulness to God. He stands out as one of the great characters in all of the scripture. In the sixth chapter of Daniel, we read about Daniel being appointed a commissioner over 120 satraps. A satrap was a provincial governor, all appointed by King Darius. Likely tomorrow, I will give you more biblical background on why the pagan King Darius approved of the Hebrew man Daniel. This decision by Darius does not sit well with the other commissioners and the satraps, and so they devise a scheme to make an accusation against Daniel that will stick and turn the king against him. Without taking precious time to delve further into this story, as part of their scheming, the satraps and commissioners refer more than once to the law of the Medes and Persians. Some historians believe this law was formulated and written by magi. We have it in Daniel 6, verse 8. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked. And in verse 12, this time King Darius making reference to the law. Then they approached and spoke before the king about the king's injunction. Did you not sign an injunction that any man who makes a petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days is to be cast into the lion's den? The king replied, "The statement is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked." And in Daniel 6, verse 15, then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, "Recognize, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians, that no injunction or statute which the king establishes may be changed." If indeed the magi informed and formulated these laws, you can see how influential the magi were. The laws of Persia and Media are also mentioned in the book of Esther, chapter 1 and verse 19, Esther 1:19. And while we are in Esther, verse 13 of chapter 1 makes reference to these wise men. This king demonstrates how influential the wise men or magi were for understanding the times and for law and justice. I'm reading Esther chapter 1, verse 13. Then the king said to the wise men who understood the times, for it was the custom of the king so to speak before all who knew law and justice. And then over in the book of Jeremiah at chapter 39 and verse 3, we read this. Then all the officials of the king of Babylon came in and sat down at the middle gate. Nergal-Sar-Ezer, the Rabmag, and all the rest of the officials of the king of Babylon. That's Jeremiah 39, verse 3. This was during the military occupation of the city of Jerusalem by the Babylonians, and notice that the Rabmag, a way to describe the chief of the wise men, or the chief of the Magi, was present right alongside King Nebuchadnezzar when he attacked Judah. The chief of the Magi was very influential to King Nebuchadnezzar. In fact, many historians consider the Magi to be kingmakers. That is, without the approval of the highly influential and high-profile Magi, a man like Darius or Nebuchadnezzar could not have been king. Magi had a lot of power and control in these ancient empires, and I think it is valuable for us to know that about them. But that is not all we can learn just from reading and understanding the Old Testament, and especially the book of Daniel. When you come back tomorrow, I will have more. And this includes demonstrating how these Magi, in Matthew 2, may have known about one who was born King of the Jews. So do join us as we continue to discover tomorrow who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.